finally today got snacks. The Academy Awards are today, the capstone event to the award season in Hollywood that began with the Golden Globes.
And the Golden Globe goes to Awkwafina, the Farewell.
She was accepting Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy for her role in The Farewell, a Chinese-American family drama. With the win, Awkwafina became the first woman of Asian descent to win a Golden Globe in a lead actress category. But this was just the latest milestone in the century-long tradition of Chinese filmmaking in America. Karen Grigsby-Bates from our Code Switch podcast has this report.
Historian and documentary filmmaker Arthur Dong's entire career has been propelled by the passion to answer one question.
Where in the history of entertainment do Chinese and Chinese Americans fit in?
He's attempted to answer that through the years via several documentaries, including Hollywood Chinese, and a new book by the same name that looks at Chinese and American feature films. Dong was born and raised in San Francisco's Chinatown in the 50s and 60s. He says it was a thriving community that gave him cultural reinforcement daily.
Within a 5 or 6 block radius, we had 5 movie theaters, and all of them played Chinese language films imported from Hong Kong and then from Taiwan afterwards.
These films were made for Chinese audiences and often drew on Chinese books or plays. But even before that, Dong says, films were being made in Chinatowns for immigrant audiences. For example, San Francisco-born Marion Wong produced The Curse of Quan Guang during World War I. Dong says Marion Wong did everything.
She produced it, she directed it, she wrote it, and she also was an actress in it.
But that drama about Chinese family life in the West never found a distributor. It would be 4 decades later that a film starring an all-Asian cast made its Hollywood debut.
When I have a brand new hairdo with my eyelashes all in curl, I float as the clouds on air do. I enjoy being a girl.
Flower Drum Song, the movie adaptation of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Broadway hit, opened in 1961. Americans fell in love with lead actress Nancy Kwan in the film's romantic comedy of errors. In the documentary Hollywood Chinese, playwright David Henry Huang explains why it took so long to have Chinese leads in American films.
This whole idea of trying to grasp the notion that someone can be Asian and American seems to be a difficult conundrum, both for American culture as a whole and then reflected within movies.
Then came 1993, when Amy Tan's best-selling novel, The Joy Luck Club, became a movie.
My mother started the Joy Luck Club. For 30 years, these women feasted, forgot past wrongs, laughed, played, lost and won, and told the best stories.
This was a test, I think, for Hollywood.
That's author Amy Tan in the documentary Hollywood Chinese.
And we were so gratified that the box office, the receipts, the ticket sales, the reviews were great.
Individual Asians and Asian Americans were working, but it would be 25 more years before another American big-budget movie with an all-Asian cast would be made, again, to huge success.
I feel glorious, glorious.
Crazy Rich Asians, directed by John M. Chu, was the highest-grossing rom-com in almost a decade, more than $238 million worldwide. That certainly got Hollywood's attention. But for all its acclaim, another film with Chinese leads, The Farewell, did not get a single Oscar nomination. Still, filmmaker Arthur Dong is encouraged.
Has a dam been broken? I'm not sure. But there are good things happening.
And he hopes that will continue. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.